Hey, this is DJ Kirkbride. I'm the co-writer of The Once and Future Queen, which is currently coming out monthly from Dark Horse Comics. Issue 1's out now. Pick it up. And you are listening to Tin Pod Radio.
Please don't fear me, because I know what I want. Please deliver me, that's all part of your soul. It makes you freeze time, staring in at yourself. It's time to step outside onto the path you once made.
Chapter 7, Circumvention. Clearcut High School loves its sports. Even the first dodgeball game of the school year got a pep rally, with the award-winning marching band and non-zombified cheerleaders there celebrating the introduction of each player's name. Just to be clear, the school had many other extracurricular activities besides sports, such as a school newspaper, CC News, photography club, CC Images, fiction writing club, The Writers, theatre club, The Players, and let's not forget the Simone Award-winning comic book magazine, CC Comics Push. But even with all that being said, this was a school big time into its sports teams. Clearcut got fully behind them all the way, with many of its athletes having reached Olympic and professional levels in the past, so they had proof the attention to these programs paid off. Mildred was standing by the basketball gym doors as she normally did during pep rallies, as the rallying was heading into a fever pitch. She played gym door monitor at these events in case something happened, such as the time a science class experiment tried to eat teachers, or the time the janitorial staff, who have been possessed by inner space aliens, tried to take the whole student body to another world for experimentation. There's always something happening at CCHS. Good thing they have their own superhero. Aisha and Sasha were in the wooden bleachers watching as cheerleaders ran back and forth across the gym floor, yelling for people to make some noise, any noise! And the cool kids, like Aisha and Sasha, were talking to each other and not taking part in the pep festivities. That's how the rebel cool kids do. Sasha was really starting to see why her mother wanted her to take part in what it's like for everyone else as they travel their way through the tribunals and misfortunes of high school living. Most of her life had revolved primarily around her mother and father, but this is maybe the first steps of her really growing up. She just hoped her naivety didn't get her socialised too quick. Future bruises will say welcome to public school. Aisha received a text message from Mildred asking if she would get her a soda from the concession stand and bring it over to her. With all the zombie stuff happening, Principal McCoy asked for her to stay by the doors for the whole rally, when normally she's just there until everyone sits down. "I'm going to grab Mildred a soda. The principal has her on bouncer duty as usual," Aisha said. "I'll go. I wouldn't mind getting something myself," Sasha replied. "Are you sure?" Aisha asked. "Yeah, I haven't checked out the snack market yet, and I want to see what they usually have. My mum's a health food nut most of the time, so I need to stock up on junk food while I'm at school now." A few minutes later, Sasha, while in line for the concession stand, saw a large man entering one of the locker rooms wearing a hoodie that covered his face. He matched the description of the man Aisha had told her Mildred chased after and didn't catch. When Aisha told her Mildred couldn't catch the guy, a little part of her was glad to hear it. It was good to know the great Mildred Bet-Beezer wasn't perfect. But even with her admitting that to herself, she wanted to fit in. Wants to have Aisha and Mildred as friends, so she wants to help out. She wouldn't be getting a snack this time. Maybe another time she'll get the chance to check out the concession stand's selection of chips from all over the world. But now she was doing things that are all part of her growing up, but against the way her parents have taught her to keep a low profile. From concession stand junk food to taking stupid chances and following strange men to probe for information, this was the life she really wanted to step into. She waited for a minute or two, and then followed the mysterious man into the locker room. She didn't want to think about what her parents would say to her right now if they knew what she was doing. She could hear her dad saying, "All of the world could fall in on our family if we aren't careful with the choices we make." When they told her about their past, the first lesson after that coming completely clean with was, "If we're discovered, bad things will happen to us, and we deserve that even if you don't." She rationalised that this was necessary and won't draw any attention to her. She'll just follow him and then report back to Aisha. And then Aisha can report to Mildred and everyone will be friends because of the sharing of moments. The locker room is a co-ed locker room used when Clearcut Community College uses the gym for their basketball games. Yet again, another way the school brings in even more revenue. Building this high-tech basketball gymnasium paid for itself twice over during the first year in use because of the deal with Clearcut Community College. The door to the locker room had just closed shut behind her when the man she'd been following jumped out from somewhere behind her and was now blocking her from going back out the way she'd come in. She backed away from him as he pulled his hood to reveal he was in fact a large goat man with twisted and matted patches of grey hair all over his face and hands, and the fur was sticking out of the rips and gashes in his hoodie and jeans. Not a pretty sight. A strange, fearful one in fact. Her brain was telling her he was bigger than when she spotted him entering the locker room, but any thoughts along those lines ended and weren't of any consequence when Goatman spoke with a growly voice, "Do you wish to be stronger like my others?"
We hope you have enjoyed this chapter of the Tin Universe Middle Grade Series, Book 1. Written by Brian C. Williams, edited by Christina Ciceris, narrated by Stacey Taylor of Stacey's Pop Culture Parlor. Follow Stacey on Twitter at StaceBobT. Find more Tin Universe content at tinuniverse.blogspot.com. Copyright 2016 System Productions.
Remember